Exclusive Mike Kelly, Gayeen Act a win-win-win for American infrastructure, paying off debt. By Sean Moran on May 4, 2019. Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, told Breitbart News Saturday that his common-sense bipartisan infrastructure bill is a win-win-win piece of legislation that would fulfill President Donald Trump's promise to rebuild American infrastructure. Rep. Kelly spoke with Breitbart News Saturday host Matt Boyle regarding his legislation, the Generating American Infrastructure and Income Now Gayeen Act, which would require the Department of Agriculture to sell off its distressed assets worth more than $50 billion, pay down America's debt, and fund infrastructure projects in rural districts and America's inner cities. Congressman Kelly said that the legislation amounts to a common-sense piece of legislation that would breathe life back into America's rural and urban districts and not put a burden on the American taxpayer. The Gayeen Act has backing from members of the House Freedom Caucus as well as the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC. The Pennsylvania conservative said that the legislation would serve as a win for everyone. Kelly explained, "We're taking a piece of legislation to fix a long-term problem without putting a burden on the American taxpayer, the American people. What better solution to making solutions without getting into the wallets of the people that have already been taxed at such a high rate for so long? This is just a win-win-win situation." Rep. Kelly said that listeners should call your representative and push this bill to help fulfill President Trump's promise to revitalize American infrastructure. Kelly's interview arises as House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, backed the Gayeen Act as part of a larger potential bipartisan infrastructure package. Sam Gedgeldig, a Republican and partner at the bipartisan lobbying group United by Interest, also spoke with Boyle regarding his support for the Gayeen Act. Gedgeldig described the Gayeen Act as an innovative solution to America's infrastructure woes compared to many lobbyists on K Street that look at very predictable solutions. Gedgeldig warned that the legislation could gain even more momentum even though the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been pushing a gas tax increase, which hurts people in the poorest communities. The Republican lobbyist even noted that the legislation could expand to raise $2 to $3 trillion if you were to sell off distressed assets at the Department of Education, the Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Department, and other agencies. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.